This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Then there's this outrageous tweet by a U.S. senator, top Trump ally, Senator Lindsey Graham, who on the night of January 6th said he was done with Donald Trump. Remember that? He said, it was fun, but I'm done. So last night, or today, he tweeted this, quote, how can President Trump avoid prosecution in New York? On the way to the DA's office on Tuesday, Trump should smash some windows, rob a few shops, and punch a cop. He would be released immediately, end quote. Lindsey Graham wrote that. And there's also loser Carrie Lake with another tweet she can submit for her VP audition. It says this, quote, I don't know about you, but I have never supported Donald Trump more than I do at this moment. Charlie Sykes, this is such horse you know what. They hadn't waned. I mean, to suggest that they're now, what is the moon with getting bigger, waxing because they'd waned is horse poop. I mean, they were all behind him. DeSantis is down 20 points in most polls. The notion that they're going to try to rattle Democrats by saying, oh, we were going to walk away and now we're not, is absolute lunacy, especially from the likes of Lindsey Graham and Carrie Lake.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that Lindsey Graham is going through some things. I mean, that tearful plea for money was extraordinary, even for Lindsey Graham. And then putting out those tweets suggesting that that Donald Trump should behave like Antifa or something. I think maybe it's a time for an intervention. But have you noticed that there is a kind of a thread among some of the pro-Trump and the anti-Trump folks on the right that you people are going to make us do this? You liberals, you never Trumpers and prosecutors, you're responsible for this. You're going to make us nominate and support Donald Trump again, as if they have no agency, as if it is not, you know, their votes that are going to put him back in the nomination.
Remember, oftentimes it hurts us as much as it hurts you to have to listen to it. Friday, 31 March, Year of Our Lord 2023. This is the last show of the first quarter of a historic year. We're going to start the 2 hours with Carrie Lake of Arizona. We're going to finish the 2 hours in the 6 o'clock hour with Laura Logan of Texas. That's pretty good bookends. And in between, this show is going to get pretty wild. Carrie Lake, all the noise, Sturm und Drang about New York, we understand it's illegal. We know exactly what they're doing. We know how they're going to do it. We know why they're doing it. But I want to talk about what is important and meaningful. Tell me what's happened in Arizona today, because they want to distract us from everything that's important and going on by going after President Trump. We know President Trump's going to win the primary. We know President Trump's going to win the nomination, and President Trump's going to get back in the White House. Carrie Lake has never faltered on that one nanosecond. But tell me what happened under the cover of all this and the media coverage, a big bombshell coming out of Maricopa County. What is it, ma'am?
Well, it's all interconnected, isn't it? I mean, they don't want to talk about what's happening. They want people to think that the election, the election interference, the election cheating, it's not true. They want people to think that. So they're concentrating over here. Look at this shiny object. And they're concentrating on this bogus indictment of President Trump as a distraction to not talk about some of the really big things that are happening. We know that that's not going to stick with President Trump. We know it's just part of the witch hunt, you know, that they're just trying to bring this guy down. And let me tell you, if Joe Biden really had 81 million votes, they wouldn't need to be doing this with President Trump, okay? And what's happening in Maricopa County is our Arizona Supreme Court has allowed the smoking gun part of our lawsuit, the signature verification part, because we know the signatures don't match. These mail-in ballots, hundreds of thousands, are just bogus, fraudulent ballots. And so the Supreme Court has said, hey, to the lower court, you got to take this back up. Well, we filed a request for public information to get our hands on those envelopes with the signatures on them, and we have been denied. This is outrageous. They sent us a letter saying that. I'm going to look at my quote here. They said it's for the interest, the best interest of the people of Arizona, that we don't release this information. Our elections are a joke. Signature verification is a sham. And frankly, Stephen Richer and those folks down at Maricopa County, by denying to give us this evidence, have proved what we've been saying all along. The signatures don't match. And they want to prevent us from finding that out. But they just, in my opinion, proved that by denying us access to those signatures.
They 1,000% proved it. Look, if we, and for the machine guys, I love you. You always know I've not been a machine guy, although I do buy into Mike Lindell's. We got to get rid of the machines. But if we had the ruling in any court that Carrie Lake got in Arizona about the signature verifications, Trump is in the White House. Georgia, right. Pennsylvania, they both come right back into his category, right back in his category. In Arizona, if that we had gotten any court, Trump's president. We know he won. This is the key. This was the biggest bombshell coming here at Carrie Lake's. The smokingest gun they've got that we can quickly prove is the signature verifications on these phony mail-in ballots. Is that not correct, Carrie Lake?
That's absolutely true, and that's why they denied it to us in the lower court, and that's why the Supreme Court said, hey, you got to take this up. You denied it for the wrong reasons, and you got to look at this again. And when we sent that letter to Stephen Richer, the guy who runs the most corrupt elections, I believe, in the country, and they denied us access to that evidence, to me, it just showed how guilty they are. And they're not going to stop us. We're not stopping at this. And if Stephen Richer's listening, he's probably in the fetal position. We are not stopping. We are going to uncover the crimes committed. We are going to reform our elections and have fair elections in this country. You know, think about signatures. Think about John Hancock's signature. We always say, you know, the phrase, sign your John Hancock here. He signed that signature, his beautiful signature, so loud and so large because he wanted King George to see it as basically a, you know, middle finger to King George, like just try to stop us. And now we're seeing how our signatures are what goes on these mail-in ballots, the only security we have on a mail-in ballot, and they don't want us to look at it. We are going to make sure our signatures match, and those that don't match need to be thrown out. Steve, we had three whistleblowers come forward and find out more are coming out right now who said this whole system is a sham and it's a joke. The signatures don't match. They were pushing them through anyway. They were even pushing envelopes with no signatures through and counting them as valid ballots. And this is all tied to the 2,000 mules where they're putting those phony ballots into the drop boxes. It's all interconnected. And it all started with COVID. They had to bring COVID on to bring the drop boxes to push the mail-in ballots because you know why? They couldn't beat Donald J. Trump. Americans love him. They love his policies. They know that he's the only thing standing between us and these really diabolical people who want to destroy this country.
The abyss.
And we've got a whole bunch of Americans standing up right now, and we are not letting them destroy this country.
Carrie, hang on for 1 second. I'm going to bring Boris in because he's stepped out of a meeting. But when I come back, I want to ask you, what do they mean by the best interest of the citizens of Arizona? We have an illegitimate governor. They know that. Everybody knows that. Just hang on 1 second. Boris Epstein, I know you stepped out. Boris, walk us through, because the media has given us all kind of false narrative out there about what's happening. Just I want to hear it straight from you. What is going on? What are the preparations for President Trump going up there? And how do we avoid it becoming a circus? Because we don't want this to distract. Trump's up 30 points on DeSantis and leading Biden because he's focused on policy. His policies videos have been amazing to separate him out from a neoliberal neocon like DeSantis and from Biden. So walk us through what's going to happen, sir.
Steve, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with the posse. And you're totally right. This whole endeavor, this whole charade is meant to distract the American people from a very simple, very direct fact that President Trump is the only one to make America great again, which is not just a slogan. It is not. It is a marching order and he's the only one to save our country, which is an absolute disaster. So here's the bottom line. The radical vote paid for and bought by Soros, Manhattan DA, has now decided to persecute President Trump, to weaponize law enforcement against President Trump, and, as the president has said, to conduct their new attempt in election interference. The new tool in their toolbox of election interference is law enforcement targeting. And that's what's happening. Over 11 million documents have been reviewed over almost 10 years. And there's absolutely no error, no misdemeanor, no crime, no case. And DA Bragg knows it. Everyone knows it. And that's why there's been such a widespread outpouring of support and rallying behind President Donald J. Trump.
President Trump understands that they had COVID. They came up with COVID, the CCP bioweapon in 20, to steal the election because he won. And everybody knows he's the legitimate president. Are you saying now that this is what all these grand juries are about? They know you can't stop the momentum he's got. The only way you're going to stop him is try to put him in jail, sir?
That's absolutely right, Steve. And if you look all around the country, President Trump is up by 40, 50 points all across America. And all these woke radicals can think of to stop him is to bring phony charges, is to conduct phony investigations. And if you look all across the country, from Georgia to New York AG to this nonsense with Manhattan DA, and of course, what's going on in D.C. with the quote-unquote special prosecutor, these are all absolute hoaxes. That's not a metaphor. That's a direct description of what these quote-unquote investigations are. President Trump did absolutely everything right on every single front. He's going to continue to fight for the American people, to stand for America, and will battle back and will be victorious over each one of these witch hunts, just as he was over Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Both impeachment hoaxes, the fake Mueller investigation, the unconstitutional raid on Mar-a-Lago, President Trump will continue beating the woke radical Democrats and winning for America.
Last thing, before I let you go, I know you got to bounce. Carrie Lake, we're going to go back to her. We're in this fight in Maricopa County over signature verification. Is it true, sir, that if we had courts rule like they did for Carrie Lake to get in and check signature verifications in places like Pennsylvania, Georgia, and other places, that there would be no question Donald Trump would be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue today?
The 2020 election seat was rigged and stolen, and it was rigged and stolen in an old school way. They flooded the ballots and gutted the checks. They also did it with this collusion between law enforcement and social media to keep under wraps the censor stories like the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. The 2020 election was rigged and stolen. We cannot let another election be stolen. Joe Biden is absolutely illegitimate, no doubt about it.
Boris, President, how do people
Trump
get to you on social media now more than ever?
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Even clearer.
Yeah.
President Trump won in 2016. President Trump won in 2020. And President Trump will be victorious again for the American people in 2024.
No doubt. How do people follow you on social media, Boris?
Thank you, Steve. My information, the website is hot, BorisCP.com, hot on BorisCP.com. Sign up right now. Hot on Getter at BorisCP, Twitter at BorisCP, hot on Truth Social at Boris, and the hottest on the gram, Boris_Epstein. Stay strong, God bless, and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Boris. Look forward to talking to you over the weekend. Carrie, the question to you, we'd love you to stay through the break. What did they mean when they say for the good and the best interests of the people, of the citizens of Arizona? I'm totally confused by that, ma'am. We have an illegitimate governor pretending to be the leader of the state, ma'am.
I think the best interest is for people like, it's in the best interest for Stephen Richer and Bill Gates and the people behind this fraudulent election, this stolen election. It's in the best interest for the status quo, who doesn't want to be found out. It's in the best interest of preventing these criminals from being targeted and pointed out. We want justice in our elections. I was just out today. Everywhere I went, I had probably a dozen people come up to me, and some of them whispered it, thank you for fighting this fraud in our elections. We're praying for you. We've got to win this. They're taking our state away from us. They're taking our country away. The people are with us, and they know they have to cheat in these elections because they can't win with their terrible candidates. And we'll get back into the ways they're going to try to cheat in the future if we don't stop it now.
Carrie, if you can just hang on for 1 second. Short commercial break. Carrie Lake on the other side. Darren Beatty. Another blockbuster decision by a court today. The guy that did memes about Hillary Clinton in 2016, he got convicted today of felonies. All next in the War Room. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's
take down the CCP. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, we have some breaking news. Let's get Darren Beatty in from Revolver. Darren, this is almost hard to fathom. The guy McKay was found guilty on this meme case?
Yes. No, we've been covering this case for a long time, and on this show, we have crossed the Rubicon and stepped into the gulag. This is not a joke. It's not a drill. A young man has just been convicted of a felony for posting memes mocking Hillary Clinton. I discussed this on your show, and I said this is the Biden DOJ's attempt to codify the disinformation scam into criminal law. And that's exactly what you're seeing here. It's absolutely incredible. I'm shocked. I'm a very cynical person. I'm shocked, and it's just very scary. What the Kyle Rittenhouse trial was for the Second Amendment, the Doug Mackey meme trial is for the First Amendment. There is no more important First Amendment case in the country. And make no mistake, there's going to be an appeal on this. I've been in touch with Mackey's lawyers. There's going to be an appeal on this. This is going up to the Supreme Court if necessary.
It's shocking. This is absolutely shocking they brought the case, but even more shocking that a jury found him guilty. Darren, how can people get to Revolver right now to find out more about this? We know you guys are all over it.
Go to revolver.news at the very top to read about these latest developments. And if you want to help this young guy out, you can go to memedefensefund.com. This is very, very dangerous and uncharted territory that we're in right now.
As Darren Beatty says, we've crossed the Rubicon with the New York DA, and now we're stepping into the gulag. Darren Beatty, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carrie Lake, didn't the Supreme Court of Arizona give us an out from stepping into the gulag? They specifically focused on the signature verification. They specifically focused. How can the administrative unit of Maricopa County go against a Supreme Court and, quite frankly, go against the people who want to find out who's the actual legitimate governor of the state of Arizona, ma'am?
Well, the people already know who the legitimate governor is, and you're looking at her, Steve. The people want relief from that. They know that Katie Hobbs is a fraud, and they say, how do we get these frauds out of office? We didn't vote them in. They lost, and yet they're sitting at the top of our government. And this is why we're fighting this. And you're right, the Arizona Supreme Court sent the signature verification part of our case back to the lower court. And now we know how they're going to try to fight it. The folks who ran that fraudulent, just completely illegitimate election are now going to say, you can't have access to the evidence you need for your case. But don't forget, we have whistleblowers, several of them, and more are coming forward. And we're going to have testimony, and we will fight this case. And I hope that we'll find some justice in the justice system. But who knows? I mean, look how we're finding out in the past several years how corruption has seeped into every single institution in our country. I mean, our First Amendment has been destroyed with a case like what Mr. Beatty was just talking about with a meme. They're trying to make people afraid to speak out, use humor, send memes. They're afraid. People are afraid to even use their First Amendment rights right now, Steve. People are afraid to protest at a time when we should be protesting. People are afraid to stand up and protest right now. This country is faltering, and it's on the way to crumbling if we don't stand up and use our rights immediately. And I pray that we get some decent rulings here out of the courts. We'll see what happens. We're going to take it to the United States Supreme Court. I believe the U.S. Supreme Court is ready for an election case, and perhaps ours is just the case they need to see. But we're not going to stop. If they think we're quitting and we're going to walk away from this fight, we will never. Let me repeat, we will never walk away from this fight. We're going to save this country. We're not going to let these corrupt individuals, and they're not just in the Democrat Party. I hear a lot of people saying the radical left. There's a lot of radical rhinos who are coming after our country and coming after the people who are trying to save our Constitution. And there's a lot of rhinos who are coming after President Trump. Let me remind you, it was the RINOs who cheated in Maricopa County and sabotaged Election Day to stop America First candidates such as myself and others who were on the ballot. It's on both sides of this party. It's a corrupt system, and that's why America First is the only way out of the mess these political elite have gotten us into.
Is there any remedy for Maricopa County, this decision, any remedy to go back? Is there any venue at all that you're going to sue to make sure Maricopa County lets you review what's going to take place there?
Yes, we are going to sue to get this evidence. We are going to sue. Our attorneys are working on that right now. Shouldn't be that hard. They're trying to drag their feet and trying to stop us, thinking that eventually we'll just throw up our hands and say, forget about it. But we're not going to do that. We will get our hands on the evidence. And we have, as I said, many people who know exactly how this sham of a process called signature verification works. You know, they can't win by just putting forth ideas, because their ideas are decrepit and dead end. So they have to look what they did to stop President Trump and stop us from saving our country. They actually unleashed COVID. They brought us election month instead of election day. They got rid of precinct voting. They moved us into these huge vote centers, which are ripe for fraud. They threw in millions of extra mail-in ballots. They count for 2 weeks afterwards. They censored us. They are unleashing now the judicial system, the corrupt judicial system, against us by persecuting us. This is a time, folks, to stand up and use your voice and speak out, because we're on the verge of losing this country.
Carrie, how do people find out more about what's going on with you and your fight to claim the rightful winner of the governorship in Arizona, ma'am?
They can go to carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. They can find me on Twitter, Getter, Truth, and all of the social media. Prayers are appreciated right now. We got to pray for President Trump. We have to fight alongside him, because this is we're in really dark times in our country. And I know your posse understands that, Steve. We got to wake up some of our friends who are not quite getting it and realize that there is no substitute for Donald Trump. You're not going to find it in Ron DeSantis. You're not going to find it in any of these other candidates. We've got to have him win and take back control of our country, so that we can get on a solid footing on the world stage. We can prevent this steady march into World War III, turn our economy around, and get this country moving forward once again.
Carrie Lake, honored to have you on here. We'll look forward to seeing the developments out there in the corrupt Maricopa County. It's shocking. Thank you, ma'am. Jeff Clark, I got to talk to you about the Department of Justice actually suing Norfolk Southern in East Palestine, Ohio, about that entire situation. But give me your overview of what you've seen here in the last 24, 48 hours of the Justice Department, New York AG, the entire legal process being brought to bear to stop Trump, election interference, stop President Trump from winning back the White House.
Sure, Steve. So let me actually start with something quickly on Doug Mackey. If you didn't know it, that case was brought by Seth Ducharme, who was the acting U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of New York. He was handpicked by Barr to go take over that in the late days of the Trump administration. So he didn't bring that case against Mackey until 7 days after Biden or so after Biden was inaugurated. But, you know, he was a Barr pick. He brought that ridiculous case. I mean, that case is just shameful. And if you didn't know it, Seth Ducharme, what's he currently doing, Steve? This will blow you away if no one's made this connection yet. He's representing Charles McGonigal, the Russian spy who was the head of counterintelligence for the FBI in New York. So there's just so many suspicious coincidences and various things that have happened. But, you know, I share Darren's shock that Mackey was convicted. I mean, it's crazy. He was joking.
Talk to me about this latest development out of DOJ, at least in going after Norfolk Southern. Was this expected? What's the details of this? Because very little has come out except for the fact they're going to sue Norfolk Southern.
So, Steve, I read the complaint, which has come out, and they had a press release about it. You know, I think the bottom line for your viewers and listeners is that it's a kind of, CYA maneuver at two levels. First, I think that after the inspector general was announced to be looking into, the EPA's handling of this contamination and controlled burn, you know, and a whole nexus of decisions there after the derailment, You know, it doesn't seem so coincidental that magically a case appears a few days later. So I think it lets Michael Rhee and at EPA say, you know, hey, I've sued now. What else do you want from me? And then second, I think that it is CYA at a second issue, second level that'll probably be particularly important to you. I think the key paragraphs of the complaint, and you can find this on on DOJ's website, are paragraphs 47 through 57. The key part is when they talk about the decision of the controlled burn. They simply say in paragraph 55 that Norfolk Southern vented and burned the contents of five rail cars containing vinyl chloride in a flare trench on February 6th in order to prevent an explosion. But there's no indication that EPA told them to do that, that EPA agreed to do that. It's just obfuscating it or trying to point the finger exclusively at Norfolk Southern. And I'm sure probably in response to this lawsuit, Norfolk Southern is going to explain more about how that decision actually came to be. Paragraph 56 is also very important, Steve, based on what was said about FEMA throughout this crisis. That paragraph says, prior to venting and burning, the evacuation area was increased to a 1-mile by 2-mile area based on plume modeling conducted by the Interagency Modeling and Atmospheric Assessment Center and the Ohio National Guard 52nd Civil Support Team. So first of all, that clears up the mystery from our early days about why
yes.
the National Guard was involved. But, you know, most folks probably wouldn't know it, but the Interagency Modeling and Atmospheric Assessment Center is actually part of FEMA. So you'll remember that early in the crisis, the, you know, Biden administration was saying FEMA doesn't have anything to do with this. But that's also turned out to be entirely incorrect.
Jeff, what's your social media? How people get to you? We're trying to get you back on tomorrow. I want to drill down on this. How do people follow you?
Sure. So I'm Jeff Clark US on Getter and Twitter, and Real Jeff Clark at Truth Social, and our organization is AmericaRenewing.com, Steve.
You guys are the best. Jeff Clark, we're going to drill down more on East Palestine on tomorrow's show. Andy Biggs of the great state of Arizona.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
In the next hour, I have Laura Logan. I've got Ben Harnwell. I've got new very scary developments on artificial intelligence and some of the warnings coming out of there with our own Joe Allen. On Ben, we'll talk about Brazil has already announced that they're going to do all their transactions with China in yuan. Right now, we've been working on this for a year and a half. We've been dropping these installments every so often. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon right now. It's totally free. The end of the dollar empire. This is something we've been working on for the last 2 years. This is the third installment called The Debt Trap, where we talk about, we were writing this in November, December of last year, about how the debt ceiling was going to be the mother of all battles in the legislature. It's already starting to look like that. We've got Andy Biggs going to join us. We'll ask Congressman Biggs in a second. But I need everybody, we need to immerse yourself. People in East Palestine were telling us how much they love this aspect of the show. They don't get it anywhere else. We need you to immerse yourself in macroeconomics, the politics of money, the understanding of all this, the Federal Reserve, all of it. So birchgold.com/Bannon. Get the third installment of The End of the Dollar Empire, The Debt Trap. Also, you can get all the free info kits they've got about looking at precious metals as another alternative for your investment, 401ks, IRAs, all of that. So make sure you go check it out today and do that. We're going to immerse yourself. I'll talk more about tomorrow and Saturday's show. But there's no weekends off anymore because we're in the middle of it now. Congressman Biggs, you know a lot. You're a prosecutor, you're a defense lawyer, a lot about these types of situations. We've made a pledge here in the war room not to spend too much time on this because they're trying to distract us from the fights we have, like these huge fights you're going to have coming up in the House on border security, on the debt ceiling. These things are right after the Easter recess are going to be huge. But just explain to our audience how bogus this thing out of New York City is, sir?
Yeah, Steve, it's bogus on a number of levels. First of all, we're talking about misdemeanors, and these are offenses in New York City themselves that are rarely prosecuted. And if they are, they're treated exactly as they're supposed to be, misdemeanors. That's where what they're saying is that somebody entered something wrong, and they're basically in their checkbook and they're counting. And when you do that, in New York, for whatever reason, that becomes a misdemeanor offense. But they, in order to get through the grand jury as a felony, under New York law, you got to bootstrap it with an additional crime. So what they've done is they're bootstrapping to a federal election. They're saying this should have been, he entered it here on these lines that were inappropriate, and he should have declared it as a federal elections expenditure or an in-kind donation, I guess. So when you get those together, that's called bootstrapping. They're trying to bootstrap this into a felony. It's really, really weak. And, you know, when you know it's weak, when the Washington Post tells you it's weak, and that's what's happened here. And so the other thing, too, is he's the leak is that President Trump's going to be charged for 34 counts. Now, what I'm suggesting, I haven't seen it. I'm suggesting probably the case is they've taken every entry that's a mistake, and they've called that a different count. That's what a lot of prosecutors do. They want to overcharge so they can intimidate. And in this instance, they don't want to just intimidate President Trump. They want to try to intimidate the world, but they also are trying to embarrass President Trump. And they're doing this for political purposes. And I think all those things together kind of show the political motivation and intent. And we aren't even getting into Bragg's campaign promises or those who funded his campaign, et cetera. This guy is bad.
Is this election interference? He's 20 or 30 points up on his closest rival in the primary. He's got 52-55% of the primary vote right now by all the national polling. He's even or up on Biden in virtually every poll. Is this election interference by the New York AG in the 2024 presidential election, sir?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you think about it, they're trying to suppress the momentum that President Trump already has. And more than just the momentum that President Trump has, they're trying to distract us from the lack of momentum, the slide in the Biden camp and the Biden administration, their policies. So you have, they've weaponized everything. So they got ATF going after Second Amendment. So Americans don't like that. They're trying to promote a radical transgender movement. Americans don't like that. They have let the border wide open. Americans don't like that. They've got fentanyl coming in with over 100,000 people dying of opioid overdoses last year, most of them by mistake. Americans don't like that. You got crime in big cities. You've got us. You see the rise of China as a hegemon. You see Brazil entering into a renminbi arrangement with China. Guess what, Steve? Americans see all this stuff and they feel it. And that's not even getting to the prices at the gas pump, your food prices, or any of the inflation or economic problems. So for two ways, this is an election interference play. Number one, they're trying to tarnish President Trump. And number two, they're trying to distract Americans from what Americans really care about.
Congressman Biggs, you've been at the forefront of impeaching Joe Biden. You've been at the forefront of border security with no happy talk, but real border security, the secure of the border. You've been at the forefront of not another penny in the debt ceiling. We've got to have big cuts in domestic spending. You were at the forefront of the leaders that actually made tremendous changes in the House in the first week of January of this year. Where do we stand? You're going on recess. You guys just started recess. You're not back until the week after Easter. The schedule looks insane. You've got the border security bill. You have now, they're not going to put a budget in the debt, so they're going to try to go a different way. Please tell our audience going into the Easter season that we're on track to get this stuff done, sir.
Yeah, I think we are, Steve. I think we've made progress on the border security bills. There's eight of those bills coming out of the judiciary. I'm told we're going to get those out and on the floor by May. The debt ceiling issue, I keep pushing and pushing, and we've got some senators now that are with us, and a lot of my colleagues are there. And the letter that McCarthy wrote to Biden, it had at least a portion of the framework the Freedom Caucus and myself and others put out, 6 weeks ago. So the point I guess I'm trying to make is we're seeing some movement. I think we all would like it to go faster. I'm frustrated that it hasn't gone any faster. But let's just be honest. It is at least moving in the right direction, at least today. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to be dammed up, by the 1st of May. But right now, we're told that we're going to get those immigration bills on the floor. Not immigration. Let's never conflate that with border security. We're going to get those border security bills on the floor by mid-May, and we're going to have hopefully debt ceiling stuff up right around the same time. And when we go to debt ceiling, Steve, it needs to include clawbacks and rescissions so that we have a chance to push the debt ceiling out. So if you can get $500 or $600 billion in clawbacks and rescissions, then you don't have to do a debt ceiling lift until after the fiscal year ends. And that gives you another 5 or 6 months to find more ways to avoid a debt ceiling lift. And you know how that works.
I want everybody to understand the nomenclature here, because this is an important point. It's one of the reasons we want to have you on. The clawback's about things are already passed, like a lot of this Biden spending on whether infrastructure, a lot of these other things. The American Recovery Act has not been spent. You guys want clawbacks of that money to say, no way, we're not going to spend it. That gives us a cushion on what the Treasury's saying is we're going to run out of cash, correct?
That's exactly right, Steve. And there's a whole lot of ways to skin that cat, but not the least of which is to get a tax, say, the Green New Deal, tax credits and subsidies, which we had scored it in our plan at $350 billion, but I was told this week the number's closer to a little over $500 billion. Let's say you got that back. That's, Steve, at the rate that we of our monthly deficit, that's 5 months you just bought. And let's say that you actually get the IRS. That's another month that you've saved. And so that you could push that out 6 months. Let's say you start, you can get some of that money back on the student loan debt repayment, and other areas. How about the money we've got sitting just lying there in the COVID relief money that hasn't been spent, which, by the way, as soon as we introduced our plan, they started spending that as fast as they could, Steve. So that's another $100 billion. You have a chance to actually move that needle from $700 billion to even over $1 trillion if you're relentless, you're focused, and you actually do this.
Do you think we got enough relentless up there right now to get this done, this aspect of it?
I don't mean to laugh about it, Steve, but no. I mean, I don't want to be, you know me, I'm never going to blow smoke up your right. nose, but the reality is
right.
There's a lot of people that don't want to face that. But I will tell you this, in some of the meetings that I've had with people, not in my group, not in my echo chamber in Congress, they all agree. I mean, I'm asking for line item budgeting. I'm asking for zero-based budgeting. I'm asking for the rescissions. I'm asking for going through and actually holding, instead of giving states new money, find out how much money they have, which we suspect it's in the $150 billion range, and just say, we're going to allow you to use that instead of us giving you new money in the coming year. You're going to use that as money. So that'll save you another month and a half or two.
Last thing, the border security bill. With this border security bill that comes up in May, will have Andy Biggs's stamp of approval, sir?
I'll let you know, Steve. I know that they're fiddling around with a couple of the bills. There's eight bills altogether, and one of them or two of them seem to be an issue for some folks. I need to see what it is they're trying to do, but I think we've overcome some of the big hurdles. And I think, Steve, and I'll let you know, as for now, I am hopeful that even myself and those who really want true border security, people like Chip Roy, Bob Good, Rosendale, the gang of people who really want Gates, Marjorie, Boebert, Perry, all of us who really want real border security, I'm hopeful that we can get something that we can work on and get that out of the House by mid-May. And I'm... You know, so far this leadership has kind of excluded me from those talks, but that's okay because I'm getting reports and I just told them, I said, if you don't want me to in there, that's fine. That's up to you. But guess what? If it doesn't secure the border, then I won't support it. It's just that simple.
And if you don't support it, MAGA is not going to support it. Congressman Biggs, how do people get to you on social media, particularly over the Easter break, so we can keep up to date on everything that's going on?
Official, it's biggs.house.gov. You can go to Twitter or Truth @RepAndyBiggs, AZ. And you can check us out on Rumble, YouTube, everything. You know, we're trying to be as open and transparent as we possibly can, Steve.
Congressman Biggs, thank you very much for being on here and being so straightforward.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
So the misdirection play, they're trying to make everything about what they're doing to President Trump and this completely phony, made-up charge, and to get the whole world's attention distracted to that. We're going to cover it smartly about how corrupt this is and how this is the elites trying to shut down the populist movement, the nationalist movement, the America First movement. But there's so many important things going on they're trying to distract from. Part of this is what's happening in the House right now. Are the investigations working? Are we going to be hardliners on the debt ceiling? Are we going to be hardliners on the border? It's all to come, and we're going to need your support. The posse's going to have to weigh in here. That's where we're trying to get you as much accurate information as possible. Short commercial break. We're going to be back in the war room in just a moment. And you are over, because we're taking down the CCP. Spread the word all through Hong Kong. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP.
Here has arrived. The new social media taking on big tech, protecting free speech, and canceling cancel culture. Join the marketplace of ideas. The platform for independent thought has arrived. Superior technology. No more selling your personal data. No more censorship. No more cancel culture. Enough. Getter has arrived. It's time to say what you want, the way you want. Download now.
Okay, make sure you download Getter. It's totally free. You get all the information we're putting up with ourselves and our contributors. Plus, we're going to be doing live streams. There's so much going on. Get on Getter. You keep up to date with all our analysis and observations. Remember, we're going to cover this disgrace, and that's what it is, out of New York City in the way it should be covered. But we're not going to sit there every day and talk about every development that goes on the case, because this is a totally bogus case. A totally bogus case. It has nothing to do with the law. It all has to do with election interference. The globalist elites understand that now they've tried everything else. The only thing they can do is lawfare against President Trump, because he is going to win the primary. He is going to win the general. In fact, I want to play. Let's play this spot, this DeSantis spot. Let me play this quickly, and I want to just talk a minute or two about this. I may have time in the next hour, but I want to make sure we get to it now.
Think you know Ron DeSantis? Think again. In Congress, DeSantis voted three separate times to cut Social Security. That's right, three times over 3 years. Worse, DeSantis voted to cut Medicare two times. DeSantis even voted to raise the retirement age to 70. The more you learn about DeSantis, the more you see he doesn't share our values. He's just not ready to be president. Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This gets to what President Trump started doing after he went to East Palestine, or around the time, was starting to put out these videos about policy that he lays out in his own unique way. These policies that are America First, that are MAGA, these populist and economic nationalist policies. And others have a tough time responding because they're still from the old Republican Party, which is neoliberal neocon. That is the great intellectual debate. That neoliberal neocon structure is collapsing before your eyes, and you can see it everywhere, from the Brazil-China deal, which we'll talk to in the next hour, to what's happening with the Bloods and the Crips, the Persians and the Arabs, siding with China, everywhere. And right now, that issue with Governor DeSantis is huge. President Trump has said Social Security and Medicare are off the table. And Andy Biggs just told you, this getting to a balanced budget is not going to be easy. We never said it was going to be easy, particularly if you take Medicare and Social Security off the issue. Off the table, but you have to put the defense budget. I'm the head of the super hawks that take down the CCP, and I think you have to go to the defense budget, because we should never get in a shooting war with the CCP. We can take them down in 6 months by cutting off their capital and technology. It's as clear as the nose in your face. It's one of the reason the new book, The Indictment's, coming out, that I know you're going to find absolutely amazing, from the Committee on the Present Danger, China. So next hour, we got Harnwell, and we get into what's happening in Europe. We've got Joe Allen, this headline today in the Financial Times. Remember, 100 days ago, they were cheerleading artificial intelligence. Now, artificial intelligence, existential threat to humanity. An existential. This is a paper supposed to be about probity and not having your hair on fire. It's already gone from Davos in 100 days to now it's an existential threat to humanity. And some of the recommendations will shock you. And Joe Allen's going to be here and join us for that. And then we're going to finish with Laura Logan. And she's going to bring it with both barrels as only she can bring it, because she is one tough broad, as we say in the business. She is on fire. She's blunt. And she sees exactly the historic moment we're in. You know, I keep talking about being in a fourth turning. You're seeing it right now, where everything underneath you, nothing feels like it ever was. And I tell you, we have massive challenges in front of us. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to get into those challenges and go into detail. We were going to be covering was the transgender day of vengeance, but oops, that got canceled. They said because of threats, all that's bogus. They didn't have enough people to show up, regardless of pronouns. Okay, and that whole thing needs to be. I mean, Biden today puts out a tweet praising it from the Oval Office. It's just it's mind-boggling. The one thing I do know, and I can tell you that, and I'll get more into details because, hey, I was as sick as I've ever been in my life, and I'm not somebody who gets sick. I've only taken, what, one day off for being sick in 3.5 years at my age, and that was because I got COVID. Man, the first time I got it bad. But that was the other day coming back from East Palestine. There's something deeply wrong in East Palestine, Ohio, and we're going to assist those people in getting to the bottom of it. Crom Carmichael, talk to me. Haven't had you on in a while, brother. We need to take care of heart health. How do we do that, sir?
Steve, thanks for having me, and thanks for all the work you do. We are truly in stressful times, and having a healthy heart is important for every one of us to have. And you know, I talk about heart attacks being heart disease being called the silent killer, and that heart disease is the number one killer. But what I want to talk about today is really what Sol-T does. Our active ingredient is a high concentration of theophylline. It's a 22% concentration in our soft gels. And our soft gels come in this nice bottle. We get 60 capsules in a bottle. Take 2 capsules a day. And what it'll do is it'll help your whole cardiovascular system, and it'll help you manage your cholesterol. And so it will. What it does is it allows you to live a longer life. And frankly, it allows you to live a healthier life and enjoy life more. And so I really encourage the Posse. And by the way, over 20,000 members of the Posse have already signed up for our subscription program. And we've gotten a bunch of great emails from people saying how much it has helped them improve their cholesterol levels and other things. And so, and I'm the poster child. I'm 74 years old, and I've been taking Sol-T for 18 years. Dropped my bad cholesterol from 130 to 89. It's been under 90 ever since. I take 0 prescription drugs. And so I encourage the Posse to go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. And that will take you to Sol-T. Enter the name War Room, the code War Room at checkout, and you get your first shipment. You get $29.95 off your first shipment. And then on an ongoing basis, on the subscription basis, which is what that introductory offer is for, you then get 3 bottles for the price of 2, and we pay the freight, and we ship it every 90 days. It's a 90-day supply. Take 2 a day, and in 90 to 120 days, you should see your cholesterol going down. You may see other things like your triglycerides going down, your blood pressure. These are things that have helped me personally, but our science is specifically on lowering cholesterol and improving your overall heart health. So, Steve, thanks so much for having me on, and appreciate everything that you do.
The feedback we get is tremendous. And make sure you go. The science is all there, all the studies. Download it. Check it all out. Crom, thank you very much. Okay, short commercial break. We got Harnwell, we have Joe Allen, and we've got the great Laura Logan. All next in the War Room.